Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Chaz and AJ, McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus Toy Drive Week is happening right now.
Yay!
From the Water Doctor Hotline, a man who's been on the show many times and has been the musical act headliner for the Toy Drive, Gary Howie. Good morning.
You sound different, morning, Gary. The new voice box.
Gary's guitar. Put Gary on.
Right. It's a Charlie Brown Christmas. Right. Through the guitar. Right.
There is no Gary, like only that. Guitar.
He wakes up with it in his bed. He showers with it. It's Gary Howie. Hi, guys.
Hey. How you doing? So it's waterproof, obviously.
I'm doing good.
Awesome.
Hey, thanks for doing this for us.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. Thank you. I miss you guys in person.
I miss you too, man.
I miss you too. It's that year I was just having that conversation with family last night.
Right.
We're not getting together.
Nope.
And it blows. But listen, we got you on the phone, and this is what we're going to do. We'll give folks an opportunity to get a very special Gary Howie / AJ original.
Oh.
Anyone who donates $100 or more right now at WPLR.com or 959thefox.com will get that. Gary will play. AJ will sing some song in your name.
Okay.
And we'll do that. We only have a limited time because Gary's got to go.
Do you know what kind of song we're doing here?
No. Well, you guys can coordinate.
Oh, freelance.
It'll be
okay.
Gotcha. Make a song workshop.
They called it a mess. Right? Yes. So. Right.
Sounds fun.
Gary's like, gotta go.
Did I say 100?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Right. Gary has been for the bit.
Gary has recorded over 20 albums. Has
Damn.
Had 5 top 20 Billboard hits.
Awesome.
He has a Christmas album out if you're looking for something good to have in your rotation this holiday season. But we're linked up to all his stuff at WPLR.com and 959thefox.com. Ho, 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 he's rocking holiday live stream concert happening this Friday at Daryl's House Club in New York.
Awesome.
Now, I've seen that on TV. Is it as cool in person as it is on TV?
It's great. I mean, they do a really nice job with the production. And if people go to the website or GaryHoey.com, they can click a link and I guess they can get a ticket. And it's kind of a donation thing. It's a free show. But if people want to make a donation, there's a spot to make a donation.
They won't say no to donation, yes.
That's cool.
Right.
All right, let's do this while
we're
waiting.
Come on, man. We got no heat in the house. Give me some money.
Right. I'm playing to stay warm.
What we're going to do is we're going to do a quick holiday name that tune. Gary will play a little riff from a song, and the three of us will try to guess.
Oh, cool.
All right. So, and AJ, you'll keep score.
Okay.
Or should I have Phil? I don't trust you.
Yeah,
Phil, you're keeping score.
Most folks don't, but go ahead.
All right. Here we go. Gary, song one.
Are you guys ready for a riff?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Here's number one.
Ron Santa, Ron Rudolph.
What's that?
Ron wait, Rudolph. No. It's not. It's not. Holly Jolly Christmas? No. Rocking around a Christmas tree?
Rocking around a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
AJ got it.
Thank you.
There before you.
I didn't hear AJ get it.
That was one of those games.
He went deaf all of a sudden.
All right. Next one.
All right. Here we go. Next one.
Winter Wonderland.
Woo! You got it.
Nice.
All right. Tie score.
Nice.
All right.
You ready?
Yes.
Why not?
Oh, here we go.
First Noel.
AJ.
Damn it!
Oh, my ears. Merry Christmas, everybody.
How
many car speakers just blew out?
When'd
my windshield go? That sleeping passenger in this seat just woke up and spilled coffee on themselves.
Damn.
Reminded me of that show. Remember the guy would guess it in like one note? I'm like, wow. Remember
that's AJ.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right, AJ, you won. AJ
won. Are we done? Okay.
We'd have to do two more for me to, then it wouldn't be right.
Right. Plus, AJ, we can't get more screaming.
Congratulations.
That was an epic song. Please play that again later. That was an epic scream.
That was pretty fun. I was getting nervous.
Gary, before you go, we've asked you to tell this story a couple of times. Didn't Ozzy just celebrate a birthday this week?
Last week?
Yeah, recently.
Second or third?
I was thinking of you because you auditioned for Ozzy's band.
Yes, it was his birthday, and Randy Rhoads' birthday, I think, was like yesterday or Sunday or something.
Aww.
Randy Rhoads.
Right.
Randy.
He had his birthday, too.
Is that, yeah, so man, you were coming in after Ozzy, Randy or before Randy?
Randy passed away, and then it was in the late 80s when I came out. It was right before, it was right when he got Zakk Wylde. And it was, I think it was Brad Gillis from Night Ranger. Remember that speaker? That he was in it for a minute, but he didn't want to stay, whatever. And then, Ozzy did this massive, campaign across the country. He came to BCN in Boston, and I was home playing my guitar, and he came on the radio, and he's like, playing guitar, and I was like, what did he say? He's looking for a guitar player. So I ended up calling the radio station, and I literally, threw the phone on the ground, and I started going, and just playing, Ozzy riffs on the phone. And they asked me to send a demo tape.
Who's this?
And, and I sent a demo, a cassette tape in with a couple songs and riffs I'd written. And I got a call, I think 3 weeks later, totally thought it was a friend goofing around with me. He's like, hi, this is Ozzy's manager. We're going to fly you to Los Angeles. I've never been to Drake It, And
did you think it was one of your friends goofing on you?
He did.
Oh, I totally did not even believe it. He was like, we're going to fly you to Los Angeles, all expenses paid, and you're going to audition for Ozzy. I was literally like, come on, man, this is a joke. I did not believe it. And the guy's like, listen, this is it. You sent us a tape, and he named the song on the tape, whatever. And I was like, okay, this is for real. And I flew out there. And it was like a movie for me. It was like a surreal dream because I was the biggest fan of Ozzy growing up and Black Sabbath as a kid. They were one of my heroes as far as musically. So to be in a room with him and play was, it was a dream. Wow. And he told me to come out to L.A. He said, I'm moving to L.A. And I moved to L.A.
I'm here. What do you want, Ozzy? Give me a coffee.
Yeah. He's like, you didn't get the gig, kid. Now get me coffee.
I've got a niche back here. Can you reach it?
Oh, man.
Sean!
You know, that worked out, though, because you've had such a great career.
Thank you, man. Well, I wonder what would have happened if I got the gig. You ever think of that? I
mean, how does that play out in your head? If you got, what album did they release right after that search?
Well, right when I auditioned, I remember Zakk came out, and I thought he was great, man. I mean, he's a friend of mine, and he was the guy. He was the guy for the gig. But I just remember that song. I remember that. Something Babies or something Crazy Babies.
Yeah, Crazy Babies.
That song came out. And I was like, that could have been me.
Babies.
Crazy.
That could have been me.
Babies.
Oh, really? So you heard it and you thought, no.
Insane Kids, I'm not quite sure, yeah.
I'm like, I could play that. No, you know what it is? It's in life you have to realize when you don't get that big thing. It's just if you get that close. I mean, I was always just excited, that opportunity came to me. So I just said, man, if I got that close, I'm going to keep going. You know what I mean? So everybody out there, if you don't get that gig, it doesn't mean, you weren't good enough. Sometimes it comes down to hair color. Even for job interviews, you never know why they're not going to pick you. So keep your head up.
And if they say you're not good enough, I got the ones. You're not good enough.
Gary,
you just look at them and you say, hey, my mother loves me.
It's all about AJ.
And that guy is so dead.
So Gary Hoey is on. We're linked up to all his stuff at WPLR.com, 959thefox.com. Phil?
So, yeah, that album was No Rest for the Wicked. The first one was Zakk Wylde. The next one, 1991, No More Tears.
Oh, my man. I wanted to also mention, everybody, we do an annual guitar giveaway.
Is that Phil rubbing salt in Gary's mouth?
Yes, it is, because that's what Phil does.
Mama, I'm coming home!
That's what Phil does.
That's maybe Zach's greatest contribution to the Ozzy discography.
We want to write a song called Kill Phil.
Were they asking if you could write songs?
Well, I think what got me the audition actually was my songwriting, because you can get it, you can play like a guitar player, you can copy songs and everything, but really, it's the writing. Ozzy was looking for someone that he could co-write with because he does rely a lot on his guitarist. And I really do believe it was the demos that I sent him that got me the gig. And I remember auditioning for Ronnie James Dio. It was the same thing. He loved one of the songs, but again, I didn't get the gig. I was like, what's up? What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Sometimes
you're too good.
Sometimes you're too good.
Yes.
And they think he will outshine the rest of us here.
Yeah. Spotlight goes on me, not him.
Yeah.
Hello.
You know, I think you might be right, because I remember when I auditioned for Ronnie James Dio, I walked in and I handed everybody chord charts, and the bass player looked at me and he goes, is this the lunch menu? And they were
like, what is this?
Where's the lo mein part?
Is this a Chinese menu? I don't understand these things. What are these signs?
I don't see dim sum on here.
Right. So.
Yeah, one guy's like, I'm going to get the B chord for lunch. You know, I mean, it's like, I realize now when I look back, that was so geeky to walk in with chord charts in a heavy metal band. I look back now and I would have told myself, don't do that.
It was the bow tie you're wearing too, so.
Yeah, that didn't hurt in the high heels. I mean,
no,
it threw everything off.
Yeah, you kind of did dress up the part, yeah.
The leather.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a good move because then people know you can construct the song. You're like an engineer.
It shows aptitude.
You can do it by ear, but also you can construct it.
Yes,
you know,
right. So. They didn't want that.
If someone could give you a box of parts and say, here, put this together.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
All right, Gary, we're going to let you go. We know you have stuff to do. Ashley, any bids, any donations?
Yes. We have another bid for the Mohegan Sun Golden Ticket for $1,050.
How about a donation? Any donations?
Yep. David from Essex donated $100.
All right. So Dave from Essex gets a song. It's a Gary Hoey AJ original.
Right. We have no idea what we're doing. Okay.
All right. So.
All right. You ready, AJ?
Yeah. Why not? Just go for it.
All right. Here we go, my friend.
Okay.
Here we go. Here we're going to go.
Dave from Essex made a donation to our toy drive for our toy drive.
Gary knew when to pull a plug.
Where is Gary?
Dave from Essex made a donation.
I thought we were doing a rock song. Sorry. All right, fine.
All right, well, that was a mess.
Well, we knew it would be, yes.
$100.
All right, thank you, Dave. Money well spent,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, yes. Team Wiper busting it at all.
All right, so, Gary, let's end this on a low note, really.
Right.
No, I appreciate you. It's a little awkward ending here.
I love you guys.
Yeah, I love you too, man.
That's my little
Gary
Christmas
Hoey. He is he's on the Water Doctor Hotline. But Ho Ho Hoey's Rockin' Holiday live stream concert this Friday, Daryl's House Club, New York. It's 8 o'clock, and you can get tickets at GaryHoey.com. Thank you, brother. Appreciate
it. Also, before I go, listen, I'm giving a guitar away on Christmas Day, GaryHoey.com. And if you guys want to give away a one-hour Gary Hoey guitar Zoom lesson, I'm willing to do a one-hour Zoom lesson with one of your listeners that wants to make a donation.
Are you kidding
me? Or if you want to
wow.
The highest bidder.
Wow.
I'm offering that, okay? I'm offering that now, and a free guitar they can win on Christmas Day. Everybody just go to the website and enter to win, and I will be happy to do a Zoom lesson.
Okay, we'll follow up on you with that guitar lesson, and then we're linked up on the radio station website. Thank you, my brother. You're very generous.
Yes, thank you.
Guys.
All right, Gary.
I love you guys. Merry Christmas.
Love you, too.
It's a new viral video.
It's awesome.
It's footage that captures the moment a bridge snaps, plunging 30 Miss Thailand contestants into a dirty lagoon.
Right. And they're all wearing these, like, nice, fancy white tops with this white hat. They're all carrying some kind of pink drink. It's nice and stream, blue jeans, white sneakers. And they're all dressed exactly the same, like a doll line. You know, they all come out, and they're all going on the bridge, and they all get their place in the bridge, and they all pose in the camera and just go, ba-boom.
Ba-boom.
They all go right to the drink. It's awesome.
Oh, my God.
And they all got to crawl out. They're all soaking wet. Their hair's all down.
Get that picture.
It's awesome.
Nothing says Christmas like seeing 30 women fall into the mud.
I mean, it wasn't far. I mean, they're fine. They just got wet. It's all right.
My makeup.
It's hilarious.
Only
yeah.
Minor injuries.
AJ sounds like a toddler. They fall like a boom.
I laughed out loud when I saw it. I mean, gravity
I could
works.
Tell.
Gravity works.
You're
I'm laughing out loud
me.
Right now.
Oh, my God. It was awesome.
And they're all wearing white. Right. It's great.
It's awesome. It's been collecting splash.
And then that branch went right through her head.
Oh, my God. It was so awesome. One did not spill her drink, by the way.
Oh, that's the one you want
to
date.
She's like, she held on to that sucker. I don't know how much it cost her. They gave it to her last time she had a drink, whatever, but she held on to that sucker.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, she went down by that drink, stayed fine. That drink stayed pink.
The best case of that I have ever seen was happened in the back of my DJ van. We loaded up a place in Shelton, and we had to park on a hill, which was right on the corner. So when we left, we had to pull out and take a right. And it was a busy road, so you have to kind of gun it. In the back of the van.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
You know, the back of the van is empty. So right in between the two van seats, my buddy Clyde is sitting on a milk crate.
Oh.
And we brought these two mugs of rum and Cokes with us because that's what we did then. Kids, it was a different time.
Exactly. It was beer or some kind of mixed drink.
That's right. We were driving home with mugs of rum and Cokes.
Right. It happened.
All right.
Still here.
This was about half full. I hit the gas. I feel tapping on my... He's trying to grab me as he's like going to launch. Right. I look in the mirror. I just see these two size 12 sneakers flying to the back of the van. Boom, he hits the back
like
door.
You're bowling.
And it sounds like just this hollow, big metal. Boom. And the first, before I could even say, are you all right? He says, didn't spill my drink.
There you go.
The most important part.
We get back there 3 hours later to do the show, and the manager, Oklahoma Mike, says, what the hell was that loud noise when you guys left?
Not then.
Heard it through the bar window.
Not then. Not then.
All right, so we have the audio of this bridge snapping. You want to hear 30 women falling into a lagoon?
Yes, we are.
All right, here we go. I heard the
oh my God, it's hilarious. You get a chance to watch it.
How far did they fall?
Not far, like 5 feet. It was, just it was just above the water.
Yeah.
You know? It was all prison. They all got wet. Ooh, you know? Big deal.
I love that.
It was like a warm day
this
anyway.
Is the highlight of your day.
Oh my God, my stomach hurts from laughing so hard. Oh, I think I got new abs now because of it.
Did they find all of them?
Yeah, they all nailed it out. Yeah. Right. It wasn't terrible.
It's like one of those private little koi ponds, it looks like. So it's not like you're picturing like this big, like filthy pond, like in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's like this serene spa setting, basically, with like fountains and lily pads.
It was a nice bridge, too. Yeah. It was a very fancy, fancy rope and planks. It just wasn't tied on well.
Right.
You know, yeah. When you had, you know, 30 girls on one rope bridge, do the math.
The bridge was clearly put there, as AJ said, just for this picture, like just for this moment, to have them all walk out
right.
in their matching uniforms and their hats.
Yeah,
they got
Thailand,
their visors on.
It's Thailand, not tied well, yes.
No, man, imagine you got that job. I got a job.
Right.
What are you doing?
What is it?
I'm making a bridge that's going to be in a picture.
Everything you make breaks.
Why would they hire you to do that? You're a loser.
Right.
Ma,
I'll show you, Mom.
No, you won't.
Ma, you're right. I'm going to go play some video games. I got fired again.
Mom turns on the TV like, yep, that's my Jimmy.
I met 30 white girls.
Okay. Art Witnick is on the Water Doctor hotline right now, and he is a Vietnam veteran and author of Nonsense, a good friend of the program. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
You have a Christmas Eve story from Vietnam.
Yes. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want people to know, your listeners to know, that the loneliest time of the year for someone in the military is Christmas because of everything that it means about being together with your family, being home. So Christmas in 1969, I was in Vietnam. But just before Christmas, what I wanted to do was give my girlfriend a Christmas present and invite her to Hawaii when I went on R&R, rest and relaxation. So I sent money home, got the trip all set, and about a week before Christmas, I'm in Hawaii waiting for her. And who shows up? My sister. My girlfriend never showed up. And so I asked my sister, you know, where's Mary? And she just didn't come. I said, you know, it would have been nice to have been told that, so I didn't come here. So when I got back to the hotel, I called her up. Called up my girlfriend, find out, you know, how come she didn't make the trip. And she just started talking real giddy and, oh, I had such a great time last week. You know, we should do this again more often. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, who the heck are you think you're talking to?
Oh, boy.
So I realized then that she had found someone else. Although she kept writing letters to me, the letters were kind of poor. You know, they sounded like homework assignments. So we muddled through that conversation, and, you know, I realized I had lost her. So I just wanted to go back to Vietnam, of all the places. Instead of being in Hawaii, I wanted to be somewhere where I had people who cared about me, you know, my guys. So, and I felt bad for my sister for making the trip because it really wasn't a great Christmas trip for her either.
Right.
So anyhow, I go back to Vietnam. I land there on Christmas Eve, and I find that the guys are getting, we're all in for a Christmas ceasefire. So the guys are getting new uniforms, they're getting polished boots and haircuts and shaving and all that. And I said, well, hey, what's going on? And they said, oh, we're all going to the Bob Hope show. Oh, great. So I needed a little perk over, you know, a little uplifting from what happened to me in Hawaii. And I said, I can't wait to go. And my lieutenant comes up to me and says, you're not going anywhere. So I said, what do you mean? He says, well, someone's got to stay behind and guard the equipment and guard the base because, you know, we just can't abandon the place while everybody else is gone.
God.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and he picked me and
the
a couple
guy
other
who
guys.
Needs to show the most.
Seriously, yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't get to go. So we hung around, me and a couple other guys hung around and pretty much just got drunk and didn't bother guarding the equipment. We just sat around drinking beer and smoking cigars and feeling sorry for ourselves. And meanwhile, all the other guys are out having a great time. I mean, they saw Neil Armstrong was at this at the Bob Hope show, Connie Stevens,
wow.
Some of the laughing stars, Miss World, you know. So they had some pretty impressive people that came to that, that went to that show. So late in the afternoon, the guys all come back, and I'm still moping around. You know, even though I drank a lot of beer, I didn't. You know, you get to the point where it doesn't even affect you. You're just miserable.
Yeah.
So the guys come back, and they're all happy, and they're feeling great. And I'm looking at them, and I'm thinking, geez, you know, here I am. I'm feeling sorry for myself because my girlfriend dumped me or found someone else. And here's these guys who saw a little piece of the States. They saw a little bit of home and brought them, you know, it kind of brought them a little closer because they all experienced this together, a good time. So that's when I decided, you know what, my problems are not as important as these guys having an opportunity to, at least for the near term, you know, they got to face the more dangers and more miseries of being back out in the jungle. And now they got a little piece of home that helped them, kind of helped them along to face that. So I just said, you know what, you know, I can't do anything about what's going on back in the States. I just got to, you know, I only had 3 months left to go. These guys all had like 8-10 months to go, so...
you realize this whole experience was bigger than in your feelings.
Yes. Yeah. Right. So, but again, I can't stress it enough that Christmas is, for especially for soldiers, anybody in the military, I don't care if you're stateside or overseas, you know, send a card, send a letter, not an email, send a real letter, because that really means a lot to be able to touch something that your loved one had in their hands.
Oh, wow. Hey, Art, thank you for that story.
Yeah, man.
Puts things in perspective. And we appreciate you and your service. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome. And thanks for having me on.
You know who your friends are when they come out of the woodwork to say, hey, can I help you out?
Right.
And Mark Michaels called me and said, hey, we have some extra money from my foundation.
Oh.
And we were wondering what we could do with it. And I said, well, we're doing the toy drive. And, boy, it'd be great if you could, I don't know, donate $1,000. He goes, how many charities are you working for? I said, 5. And he said, okay. And I thought it was going to be $1,000.
Right.
So it was split it between the 5. He's doing 5 $1,000 checks.
Oh, my God.
One for each Charity. Is that what we're looking for?
Great man.
Holy moly.
And he's on the phone right now. Thank you, my brother. You are an angel.
Rock star.
Yes.
Rock star.
No, actually, fellas, I think, Chaz, you and AJ are the rock stars. This was an easy decision. You know, I followed what you've been doing with all your charity work. And you guys are just awesome. And I was, it was my pleasure to be able to step in and help you with the toy drive, which it just touches so many children. It's a very compelling cause that I was pleased to be able to jump in and help support y'all.
I, you know, thank you for the kind words and for the super, super generous donation. But having been to these locations where we're raising money and toys for, and watching that staff work and thinking about them working every day, we go about our lives in January.
Yeah.
We do our own thing. They wake up in January and say, here we go again.
Right.
Yep.
You know, and throughout this entire year, they're getting up every morning. Don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to do it.
Got to figure it out.
Yeah. And it's people like Mark Michaels who comes and says, hey, I've been blessed. I want to help.
Thank you.
Boom. It's an honor to know you. It really is. And thank you so much. I mean, think about how many kids will have their life changed. Somebody said it the other day, you know, I think it was Beefman. He was handing someone a turkey and they said, you know what? I'm going to always remember this. Thank you. And that's the thing. You could have a million Christmases or holidays, but when somebody comes out of nowhere that you never met and helps you when you're down, you remember it for the rest of your life. It's a big, big game changer.
It's a great lesson,
and whether
too,
you could
yes.
do $5,000 or $25,
yeah.
you're changing someone's life.
Exactly.
Or many, many people. So,
right.
Mark, thank you, man.
Now, again, it was my pleasure. And, you know, this year in particular has been challenging for all of us. And I think we appreciate everyone who jumps in and tries to make a difference, you know, especially with children, because they are our future.
Can I tell you what kind of a guy Mark is? We went to his place up in, was it Maine?
Maine.
And we're on his boat. And Mark looks at AJ and says, AJ, you want to drive?
Nice.
So he takes risks.
That's yes. That was
crazy.
A yes.
Right. That is crazy.
Right. And was it the deepest part of the lake he decided to do this?
Yeah. Like, no, there's nothing really? To hit out here.
Really?
The guy who's never piloted a boat.
Right.
He doesn't know how to swim.
Right.
You can't, you can't give him any project without some reason why it didn't happen. We're in the middle of this lake. We're cranking along on this really cool, fast boat. And Mark says, AJ, you want to drive? And I said, okay.
Right.
Here you we ready, go.
You're ready to jump off any moment. I remember watching you. Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's great fun.
Yes, it was. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And everybody lived. Thank you.
Yeah. And I bet you won't do that again.
No. Well, you definitely changed me.
So we got to do a Mark Michaels song here, right? For the big donation.
Right.
All right. Mark Michaels.
It's Mark Michaels. It's Mark Michaels. Mark Michaels gave us money. $1,000 times five. Times five. That means five charities get $1,000. I'm just getting going now.
Off the rails.
I get you off the rails. Hang on.
We're there, rails.
Mark's
really?
Like, I just did something nice. Why are you torturing me?
Right. Thanks, Mark.
You guys are too much. Too much.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to get some pictures of the kids unwrapping these toys, and we're going to make sure you get them. It's my favorite part of this experience.
And I can figure that song. I can figure that song for
you.
No,
that's okay.
No, I want to. Yes. Hey, I'm looking.
So, thank you, Mark. And you guys have your own foundation, right?
Yeah. My family established it back in the 80s, and we've been supporting charities ever since then.
All right. Well, give us a link, and we can link up because we can have some synergy here. Mark, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Please have a great holiday, you and your family. Thank you so much.
Okay, same to you, fellas. All take right, care now.
You too.
Thank you. Oh, my God. What a guy.
Yep.
What a nice guy.
Yep. They hand me the controls of a boat.
There's that, too.
It's all about AJ.
Yep. I got a special gift for that guy.
Mitch Fatale is on the line. What is upstairs in your house? So I go upstairs.
There's a bathroom.
Okay. Where's the bathroom? Right up. Like, so I come up?
Straight across from the stairs.
All right. Hold on. You're going to show us the upstairs.
Ooh. All right. Let's go upstairs.
All right. And Mitch,
right.
AJ's showing you the house. You're a potential buyer.
All right.
AJ's the
I'm
seller.
I'm loving this.
All right. Okay.
Here we go. I'm going to close my eyes. Right. I'm closing my eyes and picturing it all.
Okay. First, we're going to
go on the landing. Okay, now we're going to... Marshall, get out of the way. Okay, now we're going to go up the stairs. There's 13 steps.
I thought the floor was squeaking. There's 13 steps, you know. Do you count every time you go up?
No.
Yes, he does.
Watch the 10th step. It's a little tricky.
Is it?
Go to the 11th step. 12. Okay, up top. Okay, now you'll notice over here is like a small foyer. There's a window to the left.
Wait, is the step a different size? Is it tricky because it's a different
size? No, it's tricky because of my break. So, okay, so you look off, if you look to the left, and you can see the side of my neighbor's house. You can see they have a whole bunch of the that green stuff growing on the side of their house.
Come up to the stairs, and there's a window, and we can see your neighbor's house.
Right to left, my neighbor's house. When you peel back the blinds, you'll see all the mildew that's growing on the house next door. Now we make an abrupt left. Here's my bathroom. This is where I take my shower. Notice the fine linoleum floor.
Sounds like Mitch has a question here.
Okay.
Mitch.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, I just when we passed the bedroom there, was that your dead mom in the rocking chair?
You got a problem with that? She needs a companion. The voice in my head told me you're the chosen one. If you notice my knife collection over here.
All right. All right, go ahead.
So we're going to finish the tour. Okay, so we're in the bathroom. You'll notice the four corners of the linoleum floor are now reaching up to greet you.
Oh, and in the
bathroom? Yes, they're reaching up to greet you like, hey, how you been?
Trying to give you a hug.
Almost like a floor hug, exactly, right? Which is good because the spiders get in there, run for there when they see me.
Oh, okay.
So they go and eat this thing.
How long do you think that floor has been down?
I would say probably since the 1970s. It looks like...
What year is 70?
Maybe like around 75, 76.
Okay, so know? President Ford.
Exactly, right.
Okay.
Right. This has that genuine... It looks almost like it's real tile, but not quite.
Yeah.
It's to the point you can't clean anymore because it just the surface is shot.
Right.
The toilet works fantastic. So feel
is it a clean toilet?
It's
or
a clean toilet.
Brown?
It's a no, brown. Really? No, clean toilet.
All right.
Yeah, like clean the little water ring.
No,
yeah,
but no, you know what I mean. Mitch, go ahead.
I have a question.
Misfire?
Is it the kind of old fashioned chain toilet? You pull it and it flushes.
No, it's an American standard.
Like the one in The Godfather. It's got a tank up on the water closet.
Yes, it is. And guess what I keep underneath it?
Yeah. No, but you know what? Down at where the bolts for the toilet.
Yeah.
Down around there. Is it clean around there?
Yeah, it's clean because it's a brand new toilet.
Oh.
It had a brand new toilet and brand new toilet tank put in.
So
yes.
You took the toilet out, but you didn't change the floor?
No.
Wow. I was going to say, instead of cleaning the toilet, he just replaces them?
Yes. It's a lot easier.
It does sound like AJ.
Every year or so, I just change the toilet.
I love how you take the toilet out, but you don't think this is a good opportunity to change the floor while we're here.
I only had so much to work with, and I had no one working with me, so I did it myself.
Okay.
Yes, right. So.
You did the toilet yourself?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Is that why you had that leak down into the kitchen?
No, I did because of the leak, yes.
Oh.
You had because a leak from your toilet in the kitchen?
Not the toilet itself. It was a water pipe underneath from the shower.
So why'd you replace the toilet?
Because once we were working on there, I noticed that the toilet had some issues also. It was a good idea to get it done.
And you did the toilet yourself?
Yes.
With the wax ring?
Yes.
You did it all yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
And is it running all the time?
It may shock you people, but there are things I can do.
Okay.
Yes.
So
now are we done with the bathroom?
Wow, we're getting yelled at during this real estate walkthrough.
Well, because you keep asking stupid questions.
All right, well, is there a bathtub or a shower?
It's a bathtub and a shower.
Okay, so the shower curtain and then...
One of those shower enclosure things, you know, the stupid, you know, the bath fitter type thing that they kind of stick in there that the other person did back in the 70s.
And the sink, is that...
The sink is a regular...
Is there a vanity underneath it?
It's a vanity underneath the right. So if you look, if you open both doors, we're going to get that nosy. If you open both doors in the bottom...
bottom.
Yeah, what's in there?
Let's see. You got a blow dryer, not my own. You got
Q-tips.
You got Q-tips down there. I've got extra razor blades. I've got. Let's
see. Are those to cut your wrists after a long show?
After this tour, yes.
After this segment.
Yes. Well, first I want to make them smooth and kissable before I use the final
razor.
Oh, good.
We'll come back. The price of the house will go down.
Exactly right. Right. You'll move the dead body upstairs.
Is that bad?
I have a question.
Okay, right, I'm sure you do.
Do you have the little switch that turns on the fan in the ceiling that's got the dust and the hair that goes back and forth, you know?
I cleaned that out every now and then, yes. Oh, I do have an exhaust fan, yes.
AJ is a very neat person.
Yeah, there's an exhaust fan, which I clean every now and then, yes. Just when I change the bulb in there, I go. And,
that's a great question, though.
Yeah, but it's a good question. Yeah, so that comes on automatically. There are two switches. One switch just takes care of the vanity light.
Yeah, I know.
And the other switch does a light.
What else is under this in this vanity? So you got Q-tips, blow dryer.
Yeah, I got
razors,
extra towels. I have a razor, you know, like an electric razor.
Where do you keep your tools to trim your toenails?
Those are called nail clippers, and those are just those are just little things that, like, they're sitting in a little basket.
I thought that,
sink.
You know, there might be like a foot bath or a home pedicure set or something.
I'm not 90 years old. I don't know.
It's worth asking.
Yeah, no.
One of those stuff.
Mitch. Well, here we go again.
If I look in the tub, is there a pumice stone?
No.
You need one.
You
of
do
those.
Have one though, right?
I had one. I need to buy another one, yes.
Ah, would you wear it down?
Well, yeah, you got to change them. You can't just keep on using the same one over and over again. Yeah, you.
How long did you have that one?
For the summertime.
Oh, just one season.
Exactly, yes.
All right, so
well, I'm wearing
one season.
I know what they're getting for Christmas now.
Yeah, right. So,
all right.
Maybe. I do have to give myself a pedicure, though. Thank you. Yes. In case you're wondering, yes.
Yeah, where does the manscaping happen?
Manscaping happens in the shower.
In your shower?
In the shower, yes.
Oh, so that drain's got to be
sneaked. That's why the drain was clogged.
That wasn't why the drain was clogged.
And this is where all the water problems came from.
It wasn't clogged. First of all, I'm not shearing a sheep up there, okay? It's about the same consistency as shaving your beard.
Does anyone shave their body hair in the shower?
Yeah.
No.
Where else are you going to do it?
Like, I do it in the park like normal person.
Right. In your case, a car wash.
Right at lunchtime.
Right.
Right when everybody's out there playing chess.
He's the guy that gets out of his car when the car's going through the suds area, so it's like shaving his chest. Then gets back in for the rinsing. Yeah.
Oh, you said chess match. I thought you said chest wax. I'm sorry.
Right. If you want to get waxed, you wait till the end and you get they wax you. All nice and shiny.
I do it
slippery.
At the free vacuum at the car wash.
Nice. The Flovie works great, doesn't
it?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, that's the end of the tour because we're done.
I have one question.
Of course,
Mitch?
You do.
Mitch,
is the exhaust fan? We've never talked about this as a society. Is that specifically for the poop smell?
Well, it's to get rid of the humidity.
Yeah,
from you taking a shower.
I thought it was for the poop smell.
They could use it wherever you like, actually.
Yeah, it definitely takes out the moisture from
there.
That's its job is to do that.
Yeah, but the neighborhood hates you.
Back in the day,
never
though,
knew
that was
what
to
that
get
was
my
for.
Dad's
okay.
Cigarette smoke out of the bathroom.
Right, or joint smoke, whatever it takes. Yeah.
Right.
You have to blow it upwards.
So, Mitch, we thank you for coming out. Well, it's been too long. We don't have to wait for a toy drive to have you on, right?
Yeah, and we'll do the rest of my house next time we call. Yes.
Can we talk to you next week? Yeah. I want to talk. I didn't even get to what I wanted to talk to you about.
I got three.
I'll talk to you guys every day. I always learn a little something more about every member of the show.
And not that you want it.
Right. And it makes me stay away just a little bit longer.
All right, Mitch, we're linked up to your stuff at WPLR.com, 959thefox.com. Happy holidays to you and your family. I'll talk to you next week. So actually, I'll
love you guys. Just do me a favor. A live stream that I'm doing.
Yeah. When is that?
In the Mahaffey Theater next week.
Where's that?
Should have that info.
It's on the card.
December 18th, 8 p.m. The Mahaffey Theater, St. Petersburg, Florida. Purchase tickets
live
stream. Watchlivenow.com.
Perfect. Where do you see that?
Right at the bottom. It's under your event.
Oh, yeah, because normally I ask for that stuff on top.
Yeah, it's not at the bottom.
Ashley's keeping me awake here.
Yes, exactly.
All right. We're linked up to all that stuff at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. December 18th. When is that? Let's see, math. 10 days. All right. We'll talk to you again next week. From some far corner of the state, it's Bob Wilson from News 8. Good morning, brother.
Good morning. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. You know, we've have you on all the time.
He does exist.
But he works the late shift on News 8.
Yeah.
So he goes to bed late.
Right.
We're obviously on early. But this guy used to get up early, drive all the way down to be on the show for like 20 minutes.
Yep.
And then he would drive all the way back. There was one morning he came all the way in, and then it was his son's graduation where his son was going to do a speech. His son was the MC
right.
of this event. So Bob works the late
shift. Graduation of junior of elementary school.
Yes.
Elementary school.
That's an important time in a boy's life.
2003. Yeah. Your son is 11, Liam.
13.
Like I said.
10.
What did I say?
We bidding on this?
2003.
Did I say 2003? Okay.
I think he's 18 now, so 7 years ago.
Right. So 2013, I was fact checked.
Oh, we make him 11.
I don't do math.
You've been fact checked.
You're the young lad.
We should have bought those bats.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I just can't help it.
I can't add.
Bought those bats.
No, but if I said he was 11 in 2003, he'd be an old man now.
See, there was a
so
bat.
So he's still just a kid.
There was a bat.
So I'm
going to
start the story again.
Go.
So Bob works the late shift on News 8, drives all the way in, comes in for 20 minutes.
20 whole minutes.
And then has to rush back. Because his son is graduating elementary school in 2013.
Took him a while to get here, yes.
Yeah. Right. So while Bob's in studio, we call his house. His wife picks up. And we say, well, wake up Liam and let's talk to him. Here's a part of that phone call.
Hello?
Hey, Liam. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning, Dad.
How you doing? I'm with a couple of friends, Chaz and AJ.
All right.
Hold on. Right. I love he's like,
all right.
I don't know, whoever.
Who cares?
What's happening? Right.
Yeah, I don't know who these people are. Are they part of your, one of your news stories? Yeah. Are they called suspects?
Luckily, what? I'm used to this.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I'm just getting up. I'm still in bed.
Oh. Hey, Liam, it's Chaz. Are you very excited about today?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I got my recognition ceremony, and I'm seeing it. So
what do you do as MC?
You speak into the microphone and direct the whole show. So
first of all, you have chip off the old block. Right. He knows right, like job one, speak into the mic.
Right,
yep.
Right?
That
exactly.
comes from
professional,
Dad.
Right. Nice and clear.
Dad right. has seen too many of these events where right. the kids don't have son. As a broadcaster, I'm telling you, make Dad proud. Speak into that microphone.
He also said, or else.
Yeah. Right. Do you have some comments prepared?
The teacher wrote a speech, and so I just have been practicing it, so I have to speak it.
In your speech, do you acknowledge your parents?
Well, not really, because I have to do what they want to say.
Gotcha. Already knuckling into the corporate.
It's
stuff.
Okay if you go a little bit off script and say, Mom and Dad, I just want to say I love you very much.
Yeah, okay.
So do you have a girlfriend now?
No.
No.
Good single, answer.
Single looking
do you like girls yet?
No.
Okay, so you're still like that. All right, so that was 7 years ago. Is he around now?
Oh, yeah, he's asleep in the next room. He's a teenager. That kid will sleep till noon.
Yeah, right. He's recharging, as they say.
Can you wake him
yes.
up?
I can. Let me see. Hold on here.
You gotta
I love you.
Oh, man, I wish I had a video of this.
This is so good.
You got a pail of water? Pail of water?
Hey, good morning, Liam. I have my friends Chaz and AJ on the radio.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's up?
Listen to your voice.
Oh, my God. Your voice changed. You don't sound like you're like 2 years old anymore.
Right.
Oh, man.
No on cue.
Now, we're following up on that speech. How'd it go?
It went great. It went great.
Nice.
You know, I read my three lines. They all loved it.
Nice. Yeah. You meant to call sooner.
So
we're busy.
7 years ago, I asked you if you liked girls, had a girlfriend. You didn't have a girlfriend?
No.
Didn't like girls?
Still no girlfriend. Yeah, I do. Right. I do, but...
Right.
It's coming. It's coming. He had a nice hot chick for homecoming. She ran faster than him. I remember you had talking about fast. She set the state record for how fast? I don't know.
Yeah, fastest mile or something. Yeah, she was very fast.
So she was the one who got away.
Yeah,
literally.
They all ran from me, too.
Yeah.
Usually when I said hello.
I was wondering what was she running from?
No, what was he? He, when he was 11, ran like a six-minute mile, right?
Yes. Something like that. Very fast.
What's your time now? Are you still running?
I'm not really running that much anymore. I did a 2 mile in 10 minutes and 31 seconds for the soccer team in high school.
And does a 5-minute whopper. Yes.
Wow.
I'd still be running.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I think that's probably the best shape I've ever been in was coming into that. But that's, I think I never really did the mile run anymore, but I probably could get around 5 minutes. So
He's off in college now. He went to UConn. He's at UConn studying mechanical engineering. And
nice.
He's home.
Mechanical engineering.
Attaboy.
Oh, I'm using a mechanical.
Yeah. Yes.
So you didn't want to follow in dad's footsteps and get into television?
No, I'm good.
he hears
I'll
dad muttering. Right.
You know, one of the things I loved about Bob, but he would do this when his boys were small, is he would, right before they went to bed, he'd be at work putting a story together, but he'd get on the phone with them and then just make up a story.
Right. Like on the air.
He would do a good... You know, I never thought about that. And then he would go
on. You remember
those
stories?
I recall that shooting happening over there.
No, I remember those stories. Every night I'd get right before I went to bed, I'd, get out the phone, call him up, and he'd always have a good one for us.
Yeah,
so.
Dr. Phil loved it.
Let me tell you about the branch that came down in Thomaston, Connecticut.
Right. Says your dad used to call you all the time and wake you up to tell you a story.
You see, son, this branch took out some power lines, and now there are a lot of people sitting in the dark.
he had a lot of good ones. There was Earl the Squirrel and the Whoopie Pie Factory under the...
Whoopie Pie Factory.
Is your dad's face turning red
okay,
right now?
Okay, Bob, we got to, because I'm running late here, but we got to have you back on to tell that story, whatever you could remember from it.
Yes, please.
All right, underneath the lighthouse. It was underneath the lighthouse.
Thanks for coming on, and have a nice holiday, and congratulations on all your success.
Yeah. And go back to sleep.
I appreciate it. You too. Have a good
day. Thank you, guys. It's been so great. Merry Christmas, and have a happy holiday.
Bob, Ashley's going to reschedule with you.
We want to hear a story.
I would love it.
Okay.
He's around. He's not going. He's home for a while. So I'll tell him a story.
All right.
Yes,
you
will.
I'll tell him a story.
Bob Wilson,
you guys have a good one. Take care.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.